I am Fightback Ninja, and I will help you to fight back against scammers, spammers, and time wasters.
The International Grand Committee on Disinformation. Now, back in 2019, Facebook came under fire from lawmakers from 9 countries at the inaugural hearing of the International Grand Committee on Disinformation and Fake News, which was held in London. The landmark event saw 24 representatives from Argentina, Belgium, Brazil, Canada, France, Ireland, Latvia, Singapore, and UK meet up to debate issues including data protection, online disinformation, and fake news. Facebook's founder Mark Zuckerberg was repeatedly asked to attend but refused, and instead sent Richard Allen, the company's vice president of public policy for Europe and the Middle East. Now, Facebook is under investigation in various countries for reasons including Russian interference in American elections, data privacy issues, unfair treatment of companies competing with Facebook, secret deals, and more. Referring to a report from a Facebook engineer, the Russian IP addresses were accessing 3 billion data points a day on Facebook. Committee Chairman Damian Collins asked Allen, if Russian IP addresses were pulling down a huge amount of data from the platform, was that reported or was it just kept, as so often seems to be the case within Facebook? Allen said that the claim was misleading and taken out of context, but Facebook later issued a statement confirming the issue was looked into, and they say they found no evidence of specific Russian activity. The New York Times published an in-depth investigation which claimed senior Facebook executives had ignored warning signs about the negative impacts of its social network and in some cases even sought to suppress or deflect criticism about its practices. A representative from each of the 7 parliaments participating in a formal signing ceremony for a set of international principles for the law governing the internet. It seems there is so much to do to bring Facebook's behaviour out into the open and force it to become an honest company.
I am Fightback Ninja. Check out my blog online, fightback.ninja.